Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, LeMay. Batting second, the second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting third, the right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Norm Larker. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Mac Jones. Batting seventh, the catcher, Del Crandall. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Warren Sparn. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Harvey Keen. Batting second, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting third, the left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth, the catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Juan Marichal. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Juan Marichal. And now, play ball. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larker scoops it up and throws to first, with Sparn covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keen fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Keen. Crandall moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cepeda. The throw from Crandall and he is safe. Cepeda steals second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cepeda moves to third. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marichal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a pop-up towards third. Keen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 0-for-1 in the game. Larker takes first base on ball 4. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larker moves to second. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. Crandall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Larker trying to get to home. Mays throws the ball into Bailey, who tags Larker, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Jones moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dennis Menke now playing third base. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards the mound. Sparn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparn strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Bailey and he is safe. May steals second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive towards third. Keen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bailey for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagan hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Hiller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-2 in the game. Aaron hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Menke. The throw from Bailey and he is safe. Menke steals second. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Larker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a pop-up towards third. Keen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0-for-1 in the game. Marichal hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Crandall hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Crandall. The throw from Bailey and he is out, Pagan applying the tag. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0 for 2 in the game. Sparn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Sparn reaches second base with a double. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Marichal covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cepeda moves to second. Jim Davenport pinch hits for Jose Pagan. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ernie Bowman now playing shortstop. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 3 in the game. Aaron takes first base on ball 4. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Menke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aaron moves to second. Two outs. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Larker hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 2 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0 for 2 in the game. Marichal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Menke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 3 in the game. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Crandall hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 3 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 3 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Sparn, and towards McMillan, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larker scoops it up and throws to first, with Sparn covering, for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 3 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards third. Menke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sparn strikes out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman bunts towards the mound. Sparn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 3 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0 for 3 in the game. Marichal hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Aaron strikes out. One out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Menke hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 4 in the game. Keane hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 4 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jones strikes out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Crandall hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 4 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keane fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bailey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Sparn strikes out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. May hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Aaron hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ernie Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bowman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn fires to first and has Bowman trapped. There's the throw to McMillan who tags Bowman for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 4 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0 for 4 in the game. Marichal hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. the Braves will come to bat. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Menke strikes out. One out. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Larker takes first base on ball 4. Don Dillard pinch hits for Mac Jones. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard strikes out. Two outs. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murray Shell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Dillard now playing center field. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-5 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dillard. Keene reaches second base with a double. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-5 in the game. Mays is walked intentionally. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Menke juggles the ball. That's an error on Menke. Keene moves to third. Mays moves to second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-5 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Sparn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. May hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ernie Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bowman hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-5 in the game. Hiller hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0-for-5 in the game. Marichal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk, Aaron hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Menke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 0 for 4 in the game. With two walks. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marichal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 6 in the game, with a double. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 1, and Milwaukee Braves, 0. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.